our focus on you tonight, God. We go after you tonight, Jesus. God, you are the desire of our heart, Jesus. You are the desire and the focus of our heart, Jesus. We adore you, Jesus. We adore you, God. You're the whole reason, God, why we're alive, God. We love you, Jesus. We love you, my God. Come and fill this place. Come and fill this place with your glory, Jesus.
Hearts of surrender, Jesus. Hearts of surrender, hearts
that don't hold back, hearts that don't hold back, that don't think selfishly, that don't think that this world has anything else to offer, God, but cheap rides. Jesus, you are the only thing that's worth it, God. You're the only thing that is real, Jesus. We put our eyes on you, God. We put our focus on you, Jesus. Come and be the Lord and Master of our life. Come and be the Lord and Master of our destiny, God. Jesus, lead us, God, lead us to walk out that destiny that you have for each and every single person, God. Lead each and every person, God, to walk out the personal destiny, Lord, that you have for each and every single person, my God. Let nothing be able to hold us back. Let nothing be able to hold us back, God. Not character flaws, not bad habits, not anything that somebody has ever told us, God. Pray, God, that we would walk in the reality of what you have called us to walk out, God. Literally, God, I just pray, Lord. I pray, God, for a return to first love, Jesus. I pray for a return to first love, Jesus, where the one and only focus is you, God, and walking out your dream for our life. Just those two things, God. To be so in love with you, God. To be so in love with you. And then to go and just lay everything out on the line. Because we're so in love with you that we just don't care about anything else. We don't care about our lives. We don't care about all of our dreams outside of you, God. But we're just so, so focused, so in love with you, Jesus. Break the selfishness, God. Break the selfishness off, Lord. Break the selfishness, God. All we need, all we need, all we need, all we need is you, Jesus. Jesus, we love you, God. We just want to lay down our lives for you, God. We want to lay down our lives for you, my God. Of people that are surrendering their lives to you, that are putting down all the old and dead religion, God, and surrendering to you, God, and meeting the real God. Papa, and I literally go God. I pray, Papa, for the same courage, my God, that our brothers and sisters got overseas, God, to put down their lives. Literally, even when a gun is pointed at their head, God, they still don't deny you. They still hold on to you, God. I pray, literally, Lord, for the same courage here, God, in America, Lord. Correct in society, what's considered normal, God, but that we would be bold and that we would stand for principles, that we would stand for what you say is the truth, for what you say is right. Father, I just pray for courage, my God, in every single area of our lives, my God. Courage to walk out what you have for us, courage to step out. God, for what you are doing. Thank you, God, that what the enemy has meant for evil, God, you are turning around for good, God, and you are raising up a generation of people who are fully sold out. God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, that we are born for such a time as this, God. We were born for such a time as this, God. Oh God, a while back I used to wish I was born in some other century, God. But I thank you, God, that I was born for such a time as this, God. I thank you that we were born for such a time as this, God. In no other day, in no other century, God, that we were born right now, God, to bring to the earth, God, what you have put in each and every single person to bring forth. Lord, God, I pray that our lives would be an offering, a sacrifice to you, Jesus. That we would just surrender and see the beautiful things, God, that you're going to bring about through our lives, God. The changes that you're going to bring into the earth, God. We adore you, Jesus. We adore you, my God. We adore you, Jesus. We adore you, my King. Thank you, Lord.
working there. Where we thought we lost hope, you were still working. We thought that we were alone, that you left us, you were still there. That you never left us, God. That you're still here. Even when the days are their darkest and we think that there's nothing left to live for, Lord, you're still here. You're still here, Lord. Shining your light on us, shining your love on us. That is how great your love is. That it endures everything. It endured the cross. It endured everything. Also that you can live eternity with us. Perfect relationship. Away from that. trust you every day. Every single day of our lives, we will look to you and trust you with all our hearts. Jesus, we look to you. We look to you in our days of trial. In our days of suffering, we still look to you.
God says, the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are just. A God of faithfulness and without injustice, righteous and upright is he. Through Isaiah, God said, "You are my witnesses. Is there any God besides me? No, there is no other rock. I know not one." Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Jesus is the only way. He is the truth. His Spirit nourishes our souls. His Spirit gives us life. Rivers of flowing water flow from our bellies, Lord. You give us the power to stomp on scorpions and stomp on devils, Lord. We break, Lord, just break all the works of the devil in this Auburn city, Lord. We prophesy that all of the works of the devil will be destroyed in this city, Lord. Lord, you gave us power to command sicknesses to leave. We're not backing away from that. Jesus, you said that if we have the faith of a mustard seed, we can throw mountains into the ocean, Lord. We take that to heart, Lord. We know your word is true, so Lord, just like Joshua said to the sun, stop, we will tell cancer to be destroyed. We will tell the sick to stand up. We will tell the lame, the people with their backs bent over, to stand up, for their spines to be straightened out, for cancer to be weeded out, Lord. Jesus, we take your word at its face value. We know what you mean, Lord. We take it into our heart. Transform us into your word, Lord. Lord, we have faith that this city will be transformed, not in our generation, not just in our generation, but within this year, Lord, transformations will start happening. We will see testimonies. I prophesy in the name of Jesus that we will see testimonies of people being healed, of the homeless coming to Christ, of sinners being brought to Jesus, Lord. I pray that you will transform this city, God. Bring us into the revelation of the sons of God. Lord, you said that you put the earth into decay so that the sons of God will bring it out, Lord. We take that at face value. We will bring this world out of decay, Lord. I prophesy that this church will even more destroy the works of the devil, Lord. We will destroy the works of the devil in our city, in this nation. I pray that the Pacific Northwest would become the healthiest part of the whole world, Lord. I pray that the Pacific Northwest become the healthiest part of the world, Lord. Jesus, you commissioned us to go heal the sick, to raise up the dead, Lord. We take that at face value, Jesus. We take that at face value, Lord. We can walk out in courage knowing that that's what your word says, that that's what you say, Jesus. You said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life," and we will take your word as truth, Lord. We will take your word as truth, Jesus. Jesus, you were literally crushed by the Father for this. You gave us authority to crush scorpions and the devil, Lord. Thank you for that, Jesus. I take that as face value, Lord. You will heal the sick. You will raise the dead through us. We're your body. The people in Afghanistan are your body, Lord. They will heal the sick and raise the dead that were just killed. They will heal the sick and raise the dead, Lord. I prophesy that in the name of Jesus. Lord, strengthen them in Afghanistan. Strengthen our body. Strengthen your body, Lord, in Afghanistan. Strengthen them, Jesus. That they will destroy the works of the devil. That whatever the devil meant for bad, you will turn it to good, Jesus. Whatever the devil meant for bad, you will do it for, turn it around for good seven times over, Jesus. You will take vengeance on what the devil has stolen, Lord. You will take vengeance, Jesus. We take that as your word. You are the truth, Lord. There is no other rock, Lord. You are the rock. You are the cornerstone, Jesus. You are the cornerstone, and we are your sons and daughters. Lord, we are your sons and daughters, and we can walk in the authority and the power of God Himself, Lord. I prophesy that we will start to walk in the authority and power of God Himself, of what He gave us. I pray that we come into the true fullness of what Christ meant for us, Lord. I pray that we become true sons and daughters of the living God. I pray that we begin to walk, and wherever we walk, we destroy the works of the devil. The sick start to raise up. That the bound are freed. Jesus, you are the healer. You're the great physician. You're the great programmer. Through you, all things were made, Jesus. Through you, all things were made, Jesus. You're the chain breaker. You're the deliverer. You deliver me every day, Lord, from myself. depressions, from my anxieties, Lord. You deliver me. You're the restorer of my soul. You love me. You love us, God. You love us, and because of that, we can walk in courage, destroying the works of the devil and establishing your dominion, Lord. I pray that all of the demonic strongholds that are over this city, over this nation, be broken, God, and that your dominion and your the heaven comes down and it's established instead, Lord. Enough is enough, God. Start with our city, Lord. That Auburn would be totally transformed, that the homeless people standing begging for money would come to understanding you, that they would come to know your love, Jesus. That the hopeless of the hopeless are found, that they find you, Lord, that the most hopeless find you, Jesus. That the sick are healed, Lord, that the hospitals are empty, God. I pray that when you put this courage in us, that you put this understanding in us, that that sickness is not from you, Lord. That it's the work of the devil. That we have the authority to trample on the devil. That we have the authority to establish your dominion, Lord, over this, over everywhere we go, Lord. I pray that you bring us into this knowledge of the love of God, and that we can explore how deep, how wide, how high, how far it really is. I pray that you show us how much your love gives us courage to walk out and testify to others of what you've done with us, Lord. I pray that you give us courage to walk out and heal the sick. I pray that you give us courage to know that you are the one and only God. What can we fear? There's nothing we can fear, Lord. We don't have to fear anything, Jesus. You are the one and only truth. There is no other rock. There is no other rock besides you, Lord. There is no other rock besides you. You are the way, the truth, and the life. Through all things, you were created through you, Jesus. You are the only rock, the cornerstone, Lord. Let us not reject the fullness of what you have for us. Let's walk in the fullness of what you, the Lord, has for us. I want to walk in the fullness of what the Lord has for us. I want to see the sick healed, like when Joshua told the sun to stop, we will tell the sick to just be healed. A tiny bit of faith can throw a mountain into the ocean. I believe that. Lord, give us faith for this. Help us understand the true reality of who we are, that the one and only living God, the rock, lives inside of us. raise up the meek, Lord. Raise up the meek in our state. Bring them out of bondage, Lord. Set the captives free, God, their suffering.
The dominion of God on earth. I wonder what that
hiding in you is the only place I get rest. It's the only place we can be restored. Teach us to hide in you. Thank you so much, Jesus, for every single one of that drop of your blood, God. I just want to thank you, Jesus Christ, my older brother. I want to thank you. Thank you so much for enduring that cross. Thank you so much for enduring that loneliness, my God, when you have to stand there and intercede for Papa to give you courage, for Papa to give you strength. Thank you so much, Papa, that you took, like Jesus, thank you that you took that cross upon yourself and you dragged it. You dragged it on that mountain, God. Thank you so much, Jesus, that you overcame every single trial and test that Papa sent your way. Thank you so much for taking all of our sins on you on that cross, God. Thank you so much, Bob, for truly getting the keys back into us, my God, that we can have your power and authority, my God. We can have access to your throne. We can have access to your heart, Bob. Thank you so much that you are our example that we can look at. And we can strengthen ourselves just by looking at what you have done for us, Jesus. Thank you so much that you are real to us 2,000 years later, that your Spirit is with us and upon us, God. Thank you so much that you are leading us and guiding us, Papa. Thank you so much, my God, that through every trial and tribulation and every chastising and every season and every fall and everything that we go through, my God, that our true value, Papa, is discovered in that, God, that we can truly become the fullness of who we are in you, God, as your sons and your daughters, Jesus. I just ask that you keep on taking us, Papa, through every single place that we need to go through, God, and that we can discover and become who we are in you, Jesus. Thank you so much, Papa, for the family that you have given us, Papa, that we can stay together, we can stay encouraged and stay in unity and stay strong together, God. Even in that, I just want to release, my God, your mercy and your grace, God, over every single person in Afghanistan right now, God. I just ask that your angels be released, my God. I just ask out of everything that is going on, Holy Spirit, I just ask that the name of Jesus Christ be sounded so loud that every single nation in this world will hear the power of Jesus Christ and through everything that was going on, God. I just ask that your mercy and your grace, Papa, and in your love above all else be displayed in all of this, God. Thank you so much, God, through everything that you are taking us through, God, because your perfect will is this, like, literally is just displayed through that, God. That your love can conquer every fear, can conquer every single thing in our life, God. Your love, God, when there is discouragement, when there is weakness, Papa, your love, all it takes is your love. Just get it in your presence and your love, just consuming all of that, God. You require only three things of us, Jesus. Faith stepping out, obedient heart, and trusting in you. Papa, I just ask right now that you breathe in clarity into every heart right now, that they can get encouraged, Papa, to walk out, to trust you, to obey your every word and commandment, God, whatever it looks like, to go after you, my God. But I just want to release your word right now, Papa. The ones that are standing right now, Papa, in front of this ocean, God, I just ask, like the days of Moses, that this water be parted, God. I just ask that the water be parted to the left and to the right, God, that their dead end, God, just becomes a fresh new beginning right now, that they can start crossing through this river, Papa, and through everything that is in front of them, Jesus. I just ask that you seal them right now in their hearts with your word, Papa, that you strengthen them and you encounter them right now, Jesus, that your love, Papa, just completely transforms them right now, Jesus. We give you praise and glory, God. We give you praise and we give you glory, my King, because it is all yours. Jesus, thank you for our lives, God. Thank you for what you are doing with this generation, Jesus. Thank you so much for raising up this young, roaring lions, God, that they are in love with you. They know your presence. They know the voice of your leading and your guiding, God. I just ask that you strengthen them and you keep on firing them up, God. When their fire, Papa, just disappears, I just ask that you kindle them again, Papa, just through your love and the magnificence of who you are, God. Just kindle them again and keep them on burning, God, so they will keep on growing, God. They will keep on pursuing your presence and who you are. Jesus, 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 you are the only way. You are the true life. And you are so real, my God. You are so real. I just ask that every heart, Papa, stays connected to you, Papa. It just stays abiding in you. I just want to give you glory, Jesus. Truly, Papa, you tested Job, God. You tested him. He didn't understand what was going on, God, but you tested him. And he passed the test, God. And the reward, Papa, that came out of that test, everything was doubled, my King. Everything was doubled. His value rose so much more higher, God. Even now, I just ask, Papa, that our perspective be shifted and changed, Papa. That the ones that think they want to give up, God, they don't, because that's how their value grows, God. You test them so you can show them who they really are as your sons and what they truly have as their inheritance in you, Jesus. Thank you so much for your blood. Thank you for making it possible for us, my King, to stand another day, to fight another week, God, to keep on pursuing your love and knowing you, God. Thank you so much that we choose your heart, we choose your spirit over the spirit of this world, that we choose your wisdom over the wisdom of this world, that we choose, my God, your heartbeat. Jesus, 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 we just want you, and we want what belongs to us, my God. These cities are us, these regions are us as your kids, God. Thank you so much. We don't have to, Papa, see ahead. We don't have to see the future. We just have to trust you and be obedient to you in the moment, Papa. Every step of the way, let your spirit lead us and guide us, Papa. Let us step in into everything, Papa, you were doing, Papa, even in Spokane just a few decades ago, God, that your people were so full of trust and reliance on you, God, that they had no sickness. They didn't have to be afraid of protection, because you were their protector, you were their provider, you were their complete Lord over every sphere. Jesus, that's exactly what we require right now in this 2020, God, 2021. That's exactly what we want and we desire. Same mindset, same hunger, same vigilance, God. I just ask the ones that are blinded right now, I just ask that you give them discernment, God, to discern between right and wrong, between darkness and then light. Give them, Papa, clear discernment for every single day. Every single day, Papa, to make the right choices. To grow in integrity, to grow in righteousness, to grow in purity, in holiness. It's who we become. This says it all, God. It's who we are. Sometimes we don't even have to say it. Your name is written all over our lives and who we are. Holy Spirit, I honor you. I truly do, in my heart. Thank you so much for what you have done through my life, through this house. It is way beyond our reach what you be doing. Way beyond our reach. And we want to keep on seeing your breath of life in this place, in our lives. Your spirit moving and leading us like never before. Thank you so much, Papa, for renewing our strength, for renewing our clarity, and just setting us passionately again and again for you, Papa. Thank you so much for the time that you have given us on this earth, God. Thank you so much for this opportunity, Jesus. I just ask that you give us grace, mercy, and love to learn everything we were meant to learn, Papa, in these few years on this earth, God. Jesus.